All right, Rock.
Hang on.
Okay.
Tippy-toe. All right, I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Tippy Toe Ted? You know, just doing vocal exercises, Steve. You think in this industry of talking for a living, I would do those kind of things?
Yeah, that's why I did it. I was like, oh, I should do a vocal. Like, I don't know.
Mine's usually... BJ's is funny. I always forget to do it, but I got to do it one of these days. You know, I should do it and play it on the MegaCast at some point. He comes in... And he'll be just like, put his headphones on so he forgets that we're in the room, like 30 seconds before we go on the air. And he's just going, yeah.
No, yeah.
And I'm like, he has no idea that we actually hear him. Like, our headphones are not on. And it's pretty funny.
Oh, you got to film that.
All right. Does
he do it every day?
Almost every day. I'll start putting my phone on in video mode just like to get the audio of it and record it. And hopefully I'll catch one of these times because it would be pretty funny to play on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to see that.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Oh, absolutely. It's nothing visually, but audio wise, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes Vicky and I will look at each other and be like, all right, here we go. Well, Ted, I know we're going to have to do a short one. That's okay.
Yeah, we always say that. We'll see how it goes.
Next thing you know, it's 50 minutes long, and it's the exact time that we expected. Lots of good stuff to talk about. We have a member of our mega family. She is going to give us the 411 on why there's so much incest videos on XNXX and Xvideos. Oh. She shot me a Facebook message.
All right.
She's like, how do I get a hold of the MegaCast? I don't have Twitter. I'm like, just write Ted or I. Like, what you're writing me on right now works. Like, it's not like a set rule. You don't ever have to just write us on Twitter. I know we always say Twitter because we never put together a Facebook page. Honestly, it's because I hate Facebook. I like Twitter.
I hate Facebook, too.
Yeah. Instagram's cool, but Instagram's not really a fun way to, like, communicate with people, like, via
And we're trying
message.
To get younger crowds, too. I got news. Yep. Teenagers don't care about Facebook.
No.
Their grandparents are on it.
Right. We're a big deal. We were just mentioned in some radio trade magazines.
Yeah, congrats on the new deal.
The new deal. It's so funny.
Thanks for mentioning the MegaCast.
I did.
I know.
I did. I got the logo in there, too.
Yeah, good work.
I'll have to put that on the MegaCast Twitter page for those that don't have Twitter. It's funny, though, because I was just talking with Cece, you know, who works over with Sir Mix-a-Lot. She used to do stuff over at KSW as well. And she's like, congratulations. I'm like, you know, it's kind of cool because... At the full like peek behind the curtain, our deal was agreed upon back in December.
Yeah.
But then lawyers get involved and it's not like everything's good. And they kept telling us everything's good, but things didn't get finalized until March. Then it's like, all right, everything's great. Can we mention it? We don't know. Next thing you know, a press release comes out yesterday. And now all of a sudden it's like. Like these three waves of elation, really one wave in the public eye, but three waves personally, like, you know, that, oh, yes, we did it.
We did it.
And then it's like, when are they going to sign this? Because, you know, I kind of want to get that little, you know, extra money and this, that. And I kind of want to know that we're legitimately locked in. Okay, good. We're locked in. Now there's that a moment of elation with that. Well, can we tell anyone? Like, is this like, are they ever going to let anyone know in the industry? Because, you know, usually that's kind of a cool little moment to like get that nod.
And it's just crazy. We work in the communication industry and nobody talks about it.
Right.
So if you bring up a contract, like you're persona non grata.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
It finally gets out and I'm like, okay, now I can celebrate, but I've already celebrated. So it's this weird thing. But thank you. It's thank you to everybody that's written really nice things on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. It's been, I mean, I hate using that term humbling because sometimes I think we overuse it, but truly is humbling.
Yeah,
it is. It's nice to know people like us.
Yeah.
No kidding, right? One person had the best thing. He's like, sweet. I'd rather listen to you guys than any other duds in the morning. Like, I'm glad they don't have to replace you with some other duds. Like, basically saying, we're the best of the duds.
Yeah. Well, you are the best of the duds, Steve.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, man.
I liked it and ha-ha'd it.
Ooh, I'm a ha-ha guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ha-ha or the emoji with the tears laughing. I'm like, I've gotten to the point where I'm a caveman and it's hieroglyphics. I used to say I'll never use emojis.
I was with you.
It's
a lie. I use them all the time.
It's so. It used to be I would never use them except with my wife. And then all bets were off. But then it was, I'll never use them with dudes.
Yeah.
And now it's...
It happens all the time. We use them with each other.
Yeah, it's just easier, man. It's just so much easier. And sometimes you don't know what to say.
It is funny, though. I have certain friends or we have certain emojis that mean something.
Yeah.
Right? But nobody else knows that. But then when somebody else sends you that, it's like, oh, no, don't send me that, dude. Like, you're not in this.
Right. I don't need that eggplant emoji. That's not what we mean by that.
Yeah. Like, you're just asking if I want eggplant?
Dude, for the longest time, I was using what apparently is the hug emoji. It's the smiley. This is such a stupid conversation. I'm sorry.
The smiley face with the two hands.
The two hands.
Yeah.
I thought that was a clapping emoji. Like the emoji's applauding you.
Oh, that's the exact what I'm talking about. If you had sent me that, I'd have been like, all right, Steve. And we hug all the time.
Right. Well, I use that all the time as hooray. At least that's how my wife and I thought it was. We weren't. So I learned it from by watching her, Ted. Well, then I started doing that to a chick that wrote me. And they called me on, like, why are you trying to hug me? I was like, huh? And like, why are you using the hug emoji? And I'm like, I don't even know what you mean. This isn't a hug emoji. And now I'm like, this is the applaud emoji. I'm applauding you. Like, that's awesome. And then they had to like show me, like, you know how like when you like type hug, it'll give you the options of emojis and it's that emoji.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you're trying to hug me. And it's like this weird, it wasn't like a Me Too thing or anything like that. Like the it was a dumb argument with me and like, you know, an acquaintance.
Yeah.
And
but that's the exact emoji I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause somebody used it on me and I was just like, no. Like, and they're just like, well, I throw it out to everybody. I'm like, I don't care.
Sir, you will not hug me.
Yeah.
Well, now it's the mega hug emoji.
No.
No,
we should keep that for women.
Oh, okay. That's just for the ladies.
You know what? Screw it. We can make it mega hug.
No, okay.
How many mega people are actually texting me and you?
Okay, maybe none.
I mean, we love the mega family. Did I miss something? Are we giving out cell phone numbers?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Well, you can do hug emojis on Twitter. That's where my conversation didn't happen on text. It happened like on Twitter.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't emoji Twitter.
Oh, you got to get with the program, bro.
Maybe I do. Now I sound like the old man. No, Steve.
So wait, are you using the hug emoji with hopes that it's going to lead to the kissy emoji and then to the eggplant emoji?
No, but like,
why can't you and I have a hug emoji?
We could in certain circumstances. I don't want to go too in depth to explain it. I think you know what I mean. So there's certain people that I might have hung out with, and
you did. This is like a hey, what's up kind of emoji. Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So then somebody else used it, and I was like, no. You're not in that circle. You're not in that circle. Please don't.
I'm in that circle.
Right. So I'm saying a certain time of night. God damn it, Steve.
I want to be.
I can't talk about it.
All right, fine. We'll move on. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
It's supposed to be a fun show, dude.
I know it. I don't want to make it not fun.
Oh,
I look forward to it.
Steve's all excited. He's got all this fancy money now.
Oh yeah. I'm just rolling in it, Ted. So we're gonna get to
the bottom half of you all.
We're gonna get to the bottom of incest on XNXX. This is a very weird episode. Plus, I want to do a whole little thing about how much I love hockey and the fact that people have no problem dropping the F word when it comes to hockey. Players, analysts, it doesn't matter. No. Hockey is its own thing, and it's fantastic. But before we do anything...
By the way, I just want to say real quick to everybody out there.
Go Caps?
Well, go Caps, big game 7 tonight, but like, oh, sorry, Knights.
We are definitely going to talk about that because it's a very interesting... We'll get to that in a second. Yeah, but
hell of a game.
Man, oh man, there's definitely a lot of crybabies out there. And I was rooting for the Knights.
Yeah.
All right, so get the heart race and the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning.
I want to get to this because it's the big world premiere, Ted. As you know, I'm a professional wrestler.
You are.
And when it comes to professional wrestling, a lot of people like to use songs that have already been written, which I've been guilty of myself. I use a Murder City Devils song when I come out for 3-2-1 battle. But I also use like a stock production library song that I've played here on the MegaCast before when I'm a heel. Yeah, I have it here somewhere. I don't want to waste that much time. So I decided, I got talking with this guy from Hot Tag Media, this dude Matt. And he makes theme songs for wrestlers like Marty Scurll, Pete Dunne, who's in the WWE, Tennille Dashwood, who used to be Emma in the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Wade Barrett.
Oh,
yeah.
I really liked Wade Barrett.
Right. So he
bad news.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you.
Yeah.
So he's done like theme songs for a lot of these wrestlers out Ethan Page. Just really cool, whether it be rock, whether it be EDM, whatever. So I started talking with him. I'm like, hey, man, what is it involved to get this done? And, you know, now I got a new contract with all this extra money.
Yeah.
I'm able to float him some cash. And I started talking to him about an idea about making a theme song for me. And so we started going back and forth, and he's like, well, what do you want? I'm like, I want something aggressive, and I want it to be EDM, and I want to tell people that they stink. So he's like, all right, send me an audio of you saying, you know, you're Steve Miggs and people stink or whatever it may be. So I sent him this audio file.
You say stink or suck?
Stink.
All right.
Because, you know, I do Without a Cause Wrestling. There's children there.
You're right. My bad.
You know, unlike other people, I respect the children, even if they don't respect me. I'm not going to use bad words, although I dropped an F word at the last show and I didn't mean to.
It looked very respectful when you screamed at the children, Happy Easter.
And then I yelled, Happy effing Easter, and I felt awful.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, if you see
the
video.
Is that like a no-no?
No. They tell us, like, try not to drop a lot of F-bombs and S-bombs, but even though kids are there, it's not a kid's show.
No, but you just got fired. Right, I see what you're saying. You're not, like, it's okay, but, right, you didn't want to.
I pride myself on being this bad guy that's not cursing in front of children. Like, I really do.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and I make a real concerted effort to not even say suck. And I just got caught up in the moment when I hit that dude with the chair. And I said Happy effing Easter to everybody. And there were children there. And I felt terrible.
Did you ever do the award show? Sorry, real quick.
Yeah.
For, what was it? The local, like, rock show. And then they would have the award show. Hot Rocks.
Oh, I've never done it.
So I did their award show once over at Kirkland in the big, like, community theater thing there. Mm-hmm. So I'm the radio guy, right? Spike was there, too. For Bob Rivers. So me and Spike are the two radio guys,
the
right?
The professionals.
The professionals.
They are professional broadcasters.
Right? Like, we're filming it, whatever. Like, don't curse. Yeah. No problem, man. I do this. I got up there, Steve. I was the only person at the podium that cursed.
It's weird, man.
And I felt terrible. And they were like, it's okay. I was like, yeah, but, like, I shouldn't have done it.
Is it nerves?
Nerves, kind of the same thing. I just got fired up.
You got caught up in the moment.
And I was talking about something, and I just said, this is the best effing CD ever. Oh. And I was just like, oh.
And you can't take it back.
No!
My wife always laughs because she knows every time I go do a stage announcement, I intentionally, in the back of my mind, tell myself, do not curse, do not curse, do not curse. Because it's the same thing. Nerves, I'm fired up. Every single time, I curse.
Well, it depends.
I curse a lot.
Yeah, stage announcements are one thing. But, like, right, like Cage Sport, I got to be like, this isn't a rock show.
Yep.
And it's an adult crowd, but it's a professional event.
Yeah. That's what I like about doing, like, emceeing the Defy shows. It's 21 and up. It's got punk rock vibe to it.
Oh, yeah.
And Jim from Defy, I remember asking him, I'm like, should I try my best not to curse? He goes, no, do whatever the hell you want, man. Be you. I don't want you to act like a ring announcer. I want you to be you as a ring announcer.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. And that's, I've always had nothing but love for Matt Farmer and Jim Perry for allowing that. So anyways, I was like, you know, I want like a big catchphrase at the beginning, but I don't want to be, I'm Steve Miggs and you suck. I figured stink is kind of fun.
All right.
So without further ado, this is what the guy put together. And I'm not even kidding. He put it together. He sent it to me. And you would think, he said, hey, man, feel free. Tell me to fix things. If you don't like it, I'll start from the drawing board again. No problem. He sends this to me. I go, it's perfect. I have no corrections. This is exactly what I was hoping for and more.
All right.
Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped to play it. This is the first time I'm getting you to hear it. And the first time I'm going to get to hear it in headphones. I'm very excited. Right. I've built it up to the point where it probably is going to be a massive letdown to you. But I think people who like EDM are going to like this.
I feel you're just teasing me now, Steve. Play it.
I'm Steve Miggs, and you stink.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I like it. I like the beginning because it sets a tone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I hate you people. You hate me. I'm coming out.
Yep. And here comes the breakdown. Let's get 10 to the breakdown.
All right.
Let's get 10. I told him I wanted a build and a drop.
That's awesome.
Isn't it awesome?
That is.
It's like a Skrillex song.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to listen to this song. Man, I want to see you wrestle, but
I haven't used it yet in the ring.
Really?
May 19th, when I take on Pitbull Jones in a last man standing match in Everett, Washington at the Normana Lodge.
What day is that?
Sunday, May 19th. My wife's birthday. She's not very happy about this.
Is she going?
No. Go to Without a Cause Wrestling on Facebook or just Google it. Get tickets. Front row's already sold out. One man left standing.
and it will be Biggs.
Biggs!
Tech Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Sounded good in the headphones, too.
Dude, I really like the beginning.
Yeah,
play,
right?
Play the beginning one more time.
Okay, yeah. I'll get that beginning going again. Here, wait. Hold on.
I'm Steve Miggs, and you stink.
Yeah, man, that's great.
Yeah.
It's like that glass in the beginning for Steve Austin.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted something that got like got attention. Do you want to hear super quick? I could play you the what will probably be like my face version if I ever turn like into a good guy.
All right.
I should try and find that. Let's see if I can find it. I'm sorry. This is going to take a second.
I don't want to see good guy Steve.
No, who does?
Miserable Migs for life.
Miserable Migs for life. For life.
Verified champ. Your kids stink.
That's right.
Yeah.
Learn to live with it.
Happy Easter. I hope your hard-boiled egg was soft. Like your dad.
Like your dad?
That was a little mean.
Wait, what? Oh, wow. I'm going to say that. Like, you're soft, kid. Like your father.
Right?
So this is, I edited this around to make it sound more like... Get that stomp, clap, 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 stomp, 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 clap. And here we go.
I'm Steve Miggs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So now they don't stink anymore.
No, now I'm just, hi, it's Steve Miggs here. Just here to hang out, fight the bad guys. I appreciate your support. All that good stuff. All right, let's get to the TED Talk.
All right. Whether it's listening to your theme music or maybe trying to talk to more women, main thing, let's get the reps in, boys. I don't, you know, women too. I don't care what it is, right? Pick something that's a little hard for you. That's been my new thing this spring and summer. Like,
not soft.
We got
like your father.
That was mean.
That was awesome.
I got to go to more events where there's single women, right? And I just, it's not about getting late. It's about physically talking to women. And maybe not always trying to hit on them, but just like, right, getting those reps in. So whether it's a gym thing, I don't know, maybe you and your wife haven't been on date night in a year. Mm-hmm. Get that rep back in. You know what I mean? Like, whether you guys did it once a week or once a month, like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Just pick something that you want to do. And don't say, I should do this, I should do that. Hell with that nonsense. I don't want to hear shoulds. Pick something you want to do, something you enjoy that's going to be better for you, and get those reps in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, as a married guy for many years, obviously I don't have to holler at girls, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I've had instances where I've had to, like, speak to women, even here at work, with, like, coworkers. It's really hard when you don't do it. And I don't mean, like... that way.
Oh, no, no, no.
I mean, like, I am very awkward. Like, I feel uncomfortable because I don't want them to think I'm hitting on them. But I also don't want to make them think that I'm being, like, kind of rude and like, too good to talk to somebody because I'm not. I never feel that way. But it's really hard. I don't know why. Like, that like, just to be normal around chicks.
Yeah, because that dynamic's just different.
Well, I've always been weird around chicks. I'm just lucky enough to have a really awesome chick that's willing to be around this weirdness.
We've been much better around chicks since you got married, though.
Yeah.
Because it's like the pressure's off.
Right. And now that I'm a professional wrestler, you know, I'm very interesting to women. Represent. It's funny because somebody even emailed us. Where was it? Did I just get rid of it? I think his name's Jeff. Said, right now, what's something that you want to do right now? Talk to women. That's what Jeff wants to do.
It is. I got to talk to more women.
I want to learn how to be a heavyweight lifter.
Like a...
like just like...
like a power lifter?
Lift heavier weights.
What do you lift now?
The gym down here, it's not enough.
You need to get in a real gym, man.
I need to like have like that guy that's like... that dude that's like built, that lives in Puyallup. I need a mandate. That could teach
you. Dude,
me
you got to go see. You know who the guy is.
Who's the guy?
He used to train your wife, man. Go see Corey. He's a great fighter. He's a break dancer.
Oh, I want to learn how to break dance too. I can kill two birds with one stone.
You sit in the corner and lift. I'm going to be in the other corner learning how to break dance.
You'll do windmills.
Yeah.
And I'll do deadlifts.
Oh, my God.
That's our new rap group. Deadlift and windmill.
Yeah. At a party.
Yep.
And I'm like, Steve, get the box. People are like, would you bring a boom box? No. Paper box, and then I just start dancing, spinning around.
And I get the weights, and I deadlift, and you just start doing spinning underneath the weights, and I hold it.
What if you deadlift me?
Oh my gosh.
I spin on my head, I stop, and then you just start deadlifting me.
In.
is this either the coolest thing ever
or the worst idea known to man?
Why are people like, what the F are those two guys doing?
I think at this point, if you're listening to the MegaCast, you know what to expect.
Right.
Just pure weirdness.
Yeah.
We're just weird at a high level.
Yeah, we've been out of the area code for a while.
Yeah. So do you want to get to the bottom of why there's incest in porn?
I do, but I'm afraid it's going to have something to do with us.
No.
Oh, okay.
And
thank
honestly,
God.
I didn't read the whole thing, but she kind of... So there's a listener of the MakesCast that now is listening to the MegaCast as well, and she sent me a message on Facebook. She does internet porn.
Maybe try the podcast.
Check out the podcast. Her name is Alyssa.
All right.
Okay, so she sent us, like, she does the porn. She does it. She's all about it.
She does the porn?
Yes. So if
she's
anyone...
She's a porn actress.
Yes.
All right.
So she's got the inside scoop. She said, so you guys talked about porn all going to incest, and you brought up XNXX and X Videos, because that's my two websites of choice.
Or correct.
At least, you know, it used to be.
I learned XNXX from a girl, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, I remember somebody brought, I think a listener brought it up.
All right.
And then I got hooked on that one, and then I think in the locker room at hockey was X Videos was being talked about, and I'm like, these two are fantastic. She says, I'm of the generation that hit puberty with internet porn, and when I started, I got into the written porn a lot. My number one site being XNXX. They had stories.xnxx.com or .co. For years, I read it a lot, and it's all incest now. And then they'll not even tag every story as it, so you get invested in the character, and then bam, they're hitting on the sibling. No, 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 stop it. But XVideos was one of the main ones, too. Oh, I guess she doesn't really have any information about it. She's just agreeing that it's not our fault. It's not
okay,
us.
Okay, right. That's what I was like. I'm not clicking on these.
She said, side note to anyone and everyone, reading porn is very helpful in learning what you're doing. I don't know that my level was healthy, but I knew way too many tricks or techniques by the time I had sex with a bunch of smiley faces. Thank you, Alyssa, for
giving
us that information. And you know what, though? I got to say, for a while, they were even including like animal stuff.
Yeah,
I feel like they've gotten away from that. So maybe people complained enough. So maybe we need to complain.
I also think at the end of the day, maybe me and you just aren't the most perverted dudes.
No.
Like I always tell people when
pretty vanilla.
Yeah, like when I went to the Bunny Ranch, there was at least like two or three girls that were like, it's awesome. And I was like, what's that? And they were like, you just want to drink and have sex. And I was like, yeah, it's a whore. Like, what else would I do?
Well, what did they say?
But they were just like, oh, some guys come down here. Basically, they were like, married guys come down here and only want mouth hugs.
Okay.
They were like, some dudes come down here and just want to cuddle. And then they're like, one girl told me one guy would just pay her and he would read a book to her.
And she'd rather get banged.
Yeah. And they were like, this is fun. Like, you just want to, I was like, yeah. But I realized, and then there's other very deep, like, you know, and I get it. Everybody has their kinks or whatever.
Right.
But I've come to realize, like, right, like, I just want to see, like, I just want to see some, some porn.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I remember one time, it was many years ago, back in the Gentleman's Club days, and I was getting a dance from a stripper, and she was like, you know how sometimes you get a little wasted, and I'm like, I'm just cool with just BSing, I'm kind of done with the lap dances, and we just like, yeah. And then she's like, I could see it in your eyes, you're a lot kinkier than you come off, and I was like, I don't know what that means. She's like, I could tell that you are into like some more naughty stuff than you're willing to admit to. I'm like, I'm not, I don't know what to say to you, like, maybe I am deep down, I don't even know it. And then it got me thinking. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Am I getting like, I didn't know how to respond to that because I'm telling you, like, it's not like I walk out of this club and I'm doing some kinky ass. Like, this is about as kinky as it gets for me, is going to a strip club, getting a lap dance.
Yeah.
And she was hell bent on trying to convince me. I don't know if she was just trying to convince me so that I would then initiate more kinky stuff in the lap dance.
Or
I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like she's trying to take you down a path.
Yeah, maybe for like an extra $50 I could spank her.
And I should say, right, like, I'm not against people being like, whatever your kink is, right?
Zero judgment.
Yeah, and I've tried stuff. It just didn't go so hot.
Yeah.
I lost an ice cube once.
Oh, no, I think you've...
I've told that story on the men's room. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, right, like we were playing. I was like, all right, let's try. You know me. Or the other one, another girl, right? I was like, yeah, I'm game. Get a little toy, right? We're at the sex shop. I pick out a toy, and she's like, no. Like, we'll try maybe a pinky. Oh, yeah, we talked about this on the podcast with Kreischer.
If you've never heard our podcast with Bird Kreischer, that basically is what Ted and I sound like on a night where we say we're just hanging out and I'm not going home for the night.
Yeah.
It's really an audio representation. Just type in the Megacast, Bert Kreischer. Another person made an appearance on that might be doing very well in the world of news talk these days. So we won't dime him out.
Yeah.
But we went down a weird road. And I'll be honest, I didn't remember any of the conversations until I went back to edit it.
I still love, this tequila tastes funny. Yeah, it's vodka. All right.
Well, that's why it tastes funny.
It does taste weird.
So why don't we take a quick break?
Yeah.
When we come back, let's talk a little hockey.
All right.
And
Spitting Chicklets boy's been on fire with their Twitter.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys are freaking hilarious. I haven't listened to their podcast in a minute, but they're so damn great. Sometimes I'm just not keeping up with the current games, at least in the regular season. So they would be talking about stuff, and I'm like, I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. I don't even know who this guy is that they're talking about. I love hockey, but I'm not. It's almost impossible. And even listening to them, they're a hockey podcast. They have a hard time pronouncing names of certain players.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just, there's just so many players. They're from somewhere in Europe where there's not even a use of like consonants in their names.
It's like Giannis.
Yeah. I'm just.
Yeah, the Greek freak in basketball. Like, a poo-poo or something? Like, and I'm not making fun of his name. Like, he's Greek.
Right.
I just call him the Greek freak.
The Greek freak.
Yeah. He is a stud.
All right. When the Megacast gets back, we'll talk a little bit about dirty words being used in the sport of hockey.
Ted and Steve broke the seal and have to drain their lizards. The Megacast will be back.
Hey, that carpet looks old and worn.
Yeah, I've been thinking about throwing it out, but I don't know what to do with it.
Have you thought about trying Carpet Munchers?
Carpet Munchers?
Yeah, they're a new cleaning and disposal service.
How does it work?
They'll haul your old carpet away and shred it with a high-powered lawnmower engine.
A snapper?
Exactly. And when Carpet Munchers peels back the layers, many carpets have beautiful wood floors underneath.
That sounds extremely satisfying.
It is. And Carpet Munchers isn't afraid of diving in and finding that sweet spot in your home, making your floors look beautiful.
Will they clean up after?
Absolutely. They'll clean windows and doors, but don't look for them to polish any knobs. Carpet Munchers. Schedule your appointment today at 1-800-OH-YES-YES.
I love these two mother f***ers, but I'm a robot, and they programmed me to say this. The Megacast is back.
Feels like summer.
It does.
At a pool.
You know what, Steve? Get me another shandy.
You got it.
I would never drink like this, but I feel like I should.
What's in a shandy?
Summer shandy?
I don't even know.
It's like a beer mixed with lemon. You never had a Leinenkugel summer shandy?
What the hell is a Leinenkugel?
It's a beer company.
Is he a player for the NBA?
Out of Milwaukee.
Leinenkugel?
Or out of Wisconsin. Yeah. You've never had a summer shandy? You've never seen them? It's got a yellow label?
I
have best, as you could tell, Steve.
I'm so sorry, Ted.
I'll get you one. You were drinking lemonade and vodka at my house in December.
Those are Pink Whitney's.
Yeah. You're going to love a summer shandy.
We don't have to say about that.
I'm Steve Miggs, and you stink.
Sorry, Ted.
You should keep that drop in there.
That actually is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? Because you don't want to use it too much on the radio. Is it your wrestling thing? But, I mean, if you hit BJ with that once in a while.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, who do you think you are?
I'm Steve Miggs, and you stink.
I always love the, I like that, whatever that deep voice underneath mine is, that you stink. Shout out to Hot Tag Media for that.
Yeah, nice.
Well worth the money. You know, now I'm rolling in my Russell Wilson money.
He's Russ.
I got you some stock to Amazon.
I'm not sure I got that joke.
So you didn't hear what happened?
No.
So
everybody was joking about it, and I missed it, but then I felt too late to say anything.
Oh, so it's really, you know how quarterbacks always get their offensive linemen gifts? Like sometimes you'll get them like Rolexes or whatever. Or like Wilson's known in the past for getting them all trips to Hawaii or.
Yeah, or like, right. Watch is always a huge one.
Yeah.
So I saw the headline just said he got them all like $150,000 gifts.
So he got every player on the offensive line, 13 players, so the backups as well, $12,000 each in stock at Amazon.com.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he says, you know, I appreciate you guys looking after me, and in turn, you're looking after my family by protecting me. I want to look after you and your family by doing something that will, you know, grow over time, and that's stock to Amazon, which is also kind of funny because apparently, like, there's a big deal between the NFL and Amazon potentially having broadcast rights there.
Sure.
So some people are just like, is this like him just, he knows what's going on ahead of time kind of a thing? Like, or he just has hope.
It's Amazon. Sorry.
Right. You're going to
You might like it, dislike it, but Amazon is not going to stop growing at this point.
It's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's a pretty cool idea to give people.
Awesome. Because then those guys don't have to do nothing with that.
Right.
Right. You don't have to mess with it. Just leave it in there. It'll make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
By the time you're done playing football, you're probably going to have a good couple of dollars in there.
Yeah.
$12,000 worth of stock.
That is, you see, I didn't know that. I just saw everybody joking about it.
Yeah, that's what it was. So it totaled up to like $150,000 that he spent on his offensive line.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could still use a new roller, though.
Well, you could get one. Sell your damn stock.
Yeah. God.
At first, when I saw Amazon,
you're
going to
braid your hair next, Steve?
I might. Wake up in bed with her. Like, yo.
It's time for y'all to go to sleep.
What's up, Ciara? How you doing, Ciara? You happy? That's right. Just cuddle up next to me and tell me one thing and one thing only as I keep stalling.
Go Hawks!
Thank you, Ciara.
I saw a meme yesterday that a buddy, actually, we both know the guy. He posted and it was like, it was Russell Wilson with those cornrows. It was like, why does he look like an undercover cop? Like, hello, fellow friends. Can I buy drug? Right? Like that Steve Buscemi. What's up, fellow kids?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand what the hell is going on. But, you know, he's really rich and he has all. If I had hair, I probably would try that too.
I mean, look, I would try it. I think it's just what we talk. Like, sometimes you just are who you are.
Yeah, and you're not the cornrows guy.
No.
You're just not.
Right. And I mean, look, I know. I've tried. I've tried to run around with a fancier crowd and wear different clothes. And people are just like, they can smell you out.
Yep, yep.
It doesn't work.
You just got to embrace who you are. And not to say, I don't believe in the whole stay in your lane thing. But don't awkwardly jump into someone else's lane.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, is like, you've won this one. I said this last week, right? Like, I like Future's music. But you have proven, Russell, that you're the guy.
Right.
Right? Future, as famous as he is, looks petty. Mm-hmm. AF.
Right.
Right. So it's like, it seems like he's almost trying to you're Russell Wilson, right? Like, no offense, but he used to wear dad sneakers. You know, I don't know. Maybe people do change.
He needs to change his name to Present.
Well, like Steph Curry, right?
Yeah.
Like when he first got in the league, people kind of called him corny or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's been in the league and you see him transitioning over time to having a little more swag and this and that. So it makes sense to me. Whereas Russell just seemed like one day all of a sudden he's supposed to be like, I don't have sex before marriage. And now he's like, I just banged my girl, who's a popular pop singer, and go to bed. And then the next video is just him getting cornrows. And you to go flex on those kids?
Yeah, Russ, you got the girl, so you beat him over that.
Yeah.
You get the kids. You have a lot more money, and you could beat the piss out of him if you wanted to. I mean, the dude is like, as much as we give a hard time about Russell, whatever, being like this corny dude.
Oh, he's right.
He's a physical specimen. He boxes for fun.
How much does he weigh?
Wilson?
Yeah.
I got to imagine he's about 200.
Oh, yeah. I'd say at least that.
Right. And he's like 5'11", 200. Not like fat, but like stocky.
That's what he's saying.
And
right?
Muscles.
So he's like in between our heights.
And nothing can stop him.
Right, and he's just like a little, right, like a muscle.
He's a pit bull.
Yeah.
He's a really nice pit bull.
Yeah.
But he's still a pit bull.
He is, man.
With cornrows.
Maybe that's what has to happen finally. You know what? Him and Future, fight it out.
Just needs to beat the piss out of Future.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, at that point, all right, Russ, you do whatever you want, man. You know what? You could beat him up and braid his hair. I don't care. I mean, can you imagine? And then he's just like, I am now the king of Atlanta. I'm banging Sierra and I beat up Future. That's the Russell Wilson the world needs.
That's right.
The Russell Wilson the world wants.
Go Hawks. So in hockey, speaking of sports.
Speaking of fighting.
Dude, I love hockey players because they're so salt of the earth.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it. Obviously, we have a great crew here with the Donkeys, and we go to Spokane. Typically, we would be fresh off of our trip from Spokane, but we're not doing it this year. We're going to Portland.
And I feel much better.
Actually, I feel 100% awake and alert,
yeah.
Which would not have been the case if we went to Spokane this past weekend. But we're going to be going in a couple of weeks to Portland to just have the donkey trip because we couldn't make it happen this Easter.
Right.
But hockey players, really, they try their best to be on the level of other sports and be professional. But every once in a while, they just become those dudes in the locker room and they drop F-bombs even in public.
Yeah.
I have three examples.
All right.
Example number one. So Winnipeg, they ended up losing, I think, to St. Louis in the playoffs, right?
All right.
So Blake Wheeler, great player for the team. He gets interviewed by some reporter. And of course, the reporter has to ask like a dumb question about like, you know, did you feel like you didn't give your best effort? To the point where the first thing he says after the reporter asks the question is, F off. And then he gives a good answer, but he starts it with F off. And yeah. It's freaking great.
In the elimination game, you guys probably expected your best, right? What happened?
Off. Please come on, man. I mean, like, this is a tough trophy to win. You know, maybe our best just wasn't good enough today.
Good for him.
Right? Just, where is it?
I get in trouble sometimes as I use that. And it's not like a permanent thing, but sometimes just like, you know, for right now, just F off.
Right. He's
like,
not
F off, man.
He doesn't hate the reporter.
No, he's just like, come on, dude.
It's exactly that. It's like, you got to be kidding me. You're asking me that question. You know the answer.
Yeah.
Of course we put our best foot forward. It wasn't good enough tonight.
Yeah.
What happened?
Please come on, man. I mean, like,
hey, he followed up with please come on. You know what I mean? Like, he couldn't be nice about it. Like that, but that's his reaction.
While telling him to F off, he's still a polite hockey player.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Let's talk about broadcasters. Former hockey player, guy I'm not a fan of just because past stories of him being like a douche to kids hockey players, like he actually got in trouble.
Jeremy Roenick.
No, Jeremy Roenick's the best.
All right, I didn't know.
Mike Milbury.
I know that name. He's kind of notoriously an a-hole.
He's a prick. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, he like tripped a hockey player, a kid's hockey player, because of something with his kid. Like, he's just a douche. Well, anyways, he's a former Bruin. He does the broadcast at NBC Sports. Last night, of course, the Bruins, they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. But, you know, you could tell his allegiance still is with the Bruins.
Right.
And during the game, I don't know if you watched it. I think he forgot that his microphone was on because Doc Emmerich's doing his thing. The puck is iced. And then he just goes, F me. In the middle of the game. And then you'll hear Doc is trying to keep the conversation going. I don't know what he did in the booth, but it almost like you could hear Doc look at him and go, dude, we're on the air.
Yeah.
While he's still trying to keep it together. So here we go.
Icing is called. Not a popular call. But it gives the Bruins a chance to.
That's weird. I mean, I get sometimes like I'll get excited. I'm trying to think. I haven't cursed on the air in a while, but it's happened.
I like that you knocked on wood.
Yeah,
dude. But I mean, like, did you forget to turn your microphone off? Or
yeah,
what?
Right. I mean, that's just a reaction.
A popular call.
Dude, the Indian Premier League this morning, cricket. Uh-huh. Sometimes, like in spring,
that you wake up early to watch cricket.
Yeah. They were interviewing one of the guys from my team, Kings 11 Punjab, and the guy hit a ball, and he just went, oh, F. And then he goes, oh, was that on the broadcast? And they were like, it's okay. But he's Damn. Live on the field as the ball was hit.
Oh, at least he's playing.
Yeah.
He's a broadcaster.
Right, he knows better.
He definitely knows better. And then the final one is, you mentioned Vegas earlier, Jonathan, and I'm going to butcher his last name, Marchessault.
All right.
He went off. And I respect why he went off. Like, obviously, fans are kind of getting all worked up. Look, at the end of the day, the Vegas Golden Knights were up 3-1, and they blew it and ended up losing it in 7 to the San Jose Sharks. They were up 3-0 in the game, and then they blew it, ended up giving up 4 unanswered goals, tied it, went to overtime, and lost in Game 7 in overtime, and now they're done for the season.
I watched it in bed.
Okay. I agree with him that the call that was made is ridiculous. He did not deserve a 5-minute major.
All right.
It was a cross check. I could understand why they would give him a penalty for that. Honestly, I see that happen in hockey all the time. You lose the faceoff, you kind of push the guy out of the faceoff circle. It didn't look all that brutal. The player that got hit, he kind of just fell, but he didn't get cross checked in the face. It didn't seem as bad as people were making, or not people, a lot of people were thinking it wasn't that bad, but it ended up being a 5-minute major, which means you're on a shorthanded situation for all 5 minutes. It doesn't matter if that. Usually, when you're we got a penalty, you're in the box, you're shorthanded. The team scores,
you're out of the box.
Right now, it's back to even strength. When it comes to a major, it doesn't matter how many times that other team scores. Your guy stays in the penalty box until the 5 minutes are up, and that's when they scored all four of their goals. Which, look, man, you're shorthanded. You still shouldn't give up four goals in 5 minutes. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he's being interviewed after the game, and he does not hold back at all. But the funny part is, again, similar to Blake Wheeler, he's being respectful the whole time. You can just tell he is freaking pissed, and understandably so. So here he is talking about what happened in that game.
I mean, I really hope that Joe Pavelski is okay. Obviously, you never want to see.
See, right there, he's like, I hope the other guy is okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't the other guy's fault. I mean, he got hit. He went down. The referee called the penalty. I mean, Joe Pavelski's not going to be like, no, it wasn't as bad as you thought it was.
No.
I mean, I've given up goals in beer league that I know are goals, and the referee didn't see it. And they're like, was that a goal? I'm like, no. After the game, if they ask, I'm like, yeah, that went in.
But it's happened to me before in indoor.
Right.
Like, one didn't cross the line, and the ref called it a goal, so I sprinted out to him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's not a goal. And then he was like, blah, 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 like, get out of my face. And then I was jogging back, and the guy that scored it was like, you're right, man, that wasn't a goal. Like, F off.
Oh, he did that to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, you're right, dude. Like,
the only time I'll admit to it is if the referee comes in after the game, he's like, hey, man, for real, was that? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That went in. All right, so.
I see something bad like that happen, but call 5 minutes for that, that's... Why don't you have a hockey replay or something? Change the whole outcome of the game. The game's not even close. It's 3-0. Call the 2, okay, but a 5 with something you don't even see? You just call the outcome. It's embarrassing. That's what it is.
What did they tell you on the ice as a team?
Oh, he says it looks pretty bad. Ferla told me it looks pretty bad. Wait, if it looks pretty bad, you clearly do not see it. It's a face-off. It's a push. Probably 50% of the face-off players, when they lose, they give a small cross check, right? If you want to call it a cross check, call it. It's fine. Like, it's a cross check. But seriously, like, he falls bad. It's unfortunate. He's like, I'm a big fan of Joel Pavelski. Don't get him wrong. He's awesome. Right?
Again, he's still being a really
even
nice
the French
guy.
Canadians are being nice.
Right. He's like, he's a great guy. I don't want anything bad to happen to him, but F off.
Yeah.
Player. And he went down, and I really hope he's okay and he's going to come back, but... That call, like, changes the whole outcome, changes the whole future of us. It's a joke. It's embarrassing.
Do you feel like it was stolen from you, John?
Yeah. It was 3-0. 10, 12 minutes left. We scored 4 goals on the power play.
You think there's any way you lose that game if that's not a 5-minute call?
No. They get a power play goal, fine. 3-1. Big deal. 2-goal game, 10 minutes left. But it's the same thing with the... What's that football game? The Saints. Changes the whole outcome. Obviously, human error exists, but it's a fast game for everyone. I think everybody needed extra help, and look where we are. Summer starts 5 months now until game one with the regular season starts. It's awful. We're a great team. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love, though, he's just like ripping and ripping and ripping. He's like, I get it. It's hard. You don't see everything. They need help. We all need help. Like, right, gosh, he's just so polite about it.
And he's just saying, like, look, call the foul, but it's not a 5-minute major.
Yeah. All right. We should probably get out of here. We probably don't have time to do push-ups, which is unfortunate, but I do want to let everybody know that listens. One more thing.
I'm Steve Miggs, and you stink.
You can follow us on Twitter. We're probably going to use this as a push-up song again next week.
All right, yeah, I'm in.
At least for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I got to get some hot rotation on this song. Get it familiar with people.
Nice.
Yeah. The Megacast on Twitter. That's where you can find us.
Yeah. Or just email us.
Yeah.
You want to talk porn?
We love talking porn. Females only.
Yeah. Don't send me porn.
Right. If you're a female and you send Ted porn, you will get a hug emoji. All right. Anything going on this weekend for you, Ted?
Oh, yeah. Emerald Queen Casino, Saturday night, Cage Sport MMA. I'll be down there. Show starts at 7. Get there on time. And then after I do my second emceeing for the main event, catch me in the back. Maybe we'll have a beer.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
That's when the gloves come off.
Oh, yeah. Turn in that mic. My day is done.
Ted gets wasted.
Now I'm the Viper, man.
All right.
I got to get out of here.
I know. I got to get going, too. Always a great time. Thank you, everybody who listens to the MegaCast, and we will be back next week.